It would be so hard writing 750 words.
Are you coming down tonight, Donna?
I'm sorry, Ted, but I'm really struggling with this essay.
Well, I think I told you that you would find it hard at your age.
Thanks, Ted. It's got nothing to do with my age. I'm just finding it hard. Give me another half hour.
1 now. From Dave. When are you coming down the pub? I'm not, unless I can get this sorted. What's this? Help needed on essay. What's this, a joke? Oh, it's from Donna. She was the old biddy at the tutorial. How'd she get my email? What'd she want? Hi, Neil. I hope you don't mind me contacting you, but I'm having real trouble with my essay. How did you find it, Donna? Find it? I'm still finding it. Hi, Donna. What a coincidence. Hold on, that's not how you spell coincidence. What's wrong with me? All the letters look like they're moving. Why does this keep happening? Right. Start again. Are you on Skype? Perhaps I shouldn't ask that. She might think I'm trying to pick her up. Bloody hell, she's old enough to be my mum. Come to think of it, by the look of her, she's old enough to be my mum's mum. Oh, what the hell. Let's hit send.
Are you sure about this, Cher?
Certain. We deserve a glass of wine. We've worked hard today.
I didn't mean the wine. I meant the essay. Do you really think it's okay?
Are you kidding? It's bloody brilliant. Go on, click submit.
But once I do, I can't change it.
Why would you change it?
Well, I read it back and I talked about how there's inequalities because some people are working and some aren't. And I mentioned that there was that Asian family who moved in and that nobody wanted to talk to them. So I guess that covers the question about inequality, do you think?
Bloody right. It's brilliant. You checked the number of words, didn't you?
742 words. Spot on, really.
Well, that's it then. Go on, press submit.
Okay, here goes.
Well done, Katie. You must be so proud of yourself.
Thanks, Cher. You've been brilliant today. Only another 6 to do.
Ooh, that's quick. Oh, God. It's a Skype name. Okay, I better give her a call then.
Oh, what do I do? What do I press? Ah, accept. Hello?
Hiya.
I hope you don't mind me contacting you. I'm at a bit of a loss.
Of course not.
I'm sure you've got better things to do on a Monday night.
Tell you the truth, I was working on my essay. I thought it would be easier than this.
Me too. I've written about my street. But there's not a lot of inequality here. I've started going on about people building extensions and having better cars. That can't be right, can it?
To be honest, Donna, I don't know. My street's full of inequality. We've got a Jewish shop down the road that had swastikas daubed on it a couple of weeks ago. But I'm not sure that's what they mean either.
Are we supposed to compare our street with City Road, do you think?
I think so. I've said that we've got a lot of shops too. I live above one of them. But there's not the same sort of ethnic shops. We've got a Jewish barber and an Asian grocery store and that's it. And I don't know the history of it all either.
Are we supposed to say something about the history? Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I know they talk about it in the film.
Donna, who are you talking to?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go.
Who was that? Who were you talking to?
No one. It was just one of the students on my course.
Oh, right. Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yes, I could do with one. Then I'm going to finish this.
Hey, Neil, I thought you were coming down the line to watch the match.
I was, but I haven't finished this bloody essay yet.
You've been working on that for ages. Yeah, let's have a look.
Careful, Dave, you nearly knocked my laptop over.
No, I didn't. Anyway, what have we got here? It is no cocky den. Neil, what is cocky den?
I meant coincidence. It's crap, isn't it?
It's not crap as such, but your spelling don't do you no favours. Let's have a look. Right, let's just check all the underlined words that the spell checker has picked up.
Well, that's most of it. What do you think's wrong with me, Dave?
That is a question with a very long answer. But we can fix this. Right, let's just accept all the changes and see where we go from there. Tell you what, make yourself useful and put the kettle on.
Okay, I don't think I can do any more. Where's that checklist? Have I written on my own words? I think so. Have I referenced my sources? Well, I've only used the film and the online material, and I've put them down, so yes. Have I checked my word count? Yes, 750 words exactly. Have I set out my assignment properly? I think so. I read the guidance again, and I've got my name and my number on it. I must put the assignment number. Okay, done that. I've put the question at the top, the word count at the bottom. I've numbered all the pages and used a 12-point font.
Donna, are you coming down? I thought you wanted to watch through the keyhole.
Yes, I'll just submit this there. Oh, no. Oh, no, Donna, you stupid. I never included my reflection.
Donna, come on, it's starting.
Okay, I'm coming. Blast.
There you are, Neil. All done.
That's brilliant. Cheers, Dave.
Okay, I'm bushed. It's nearly midnight. I'll see you in the morning. Night, Neil.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. I owe you one. I'll just do the last little bit. Good night. See you in the morning.
And don't stay up too late playing on your computer.
Right. Just got to do my personal reflection. Can I say I found this really hard, but I'm relieved it's done? What have I enjoyed about starting this module? Well, all of it, really. The tutorial was great. Meeting Granny Donna was interesting, actually, but that's a bit weird. I better not say that. What have I found difficult? Are you kidding? All of it! Especially writing the essay. That'll do. Submit. Hey!